is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day, and there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Wash all my sins away. Wash all my sins away. And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Ere since by faith I saw the stream thy flowing wounds supply, redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die, and shall be till I die, and shall be till I die. Redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die. Washed all my sins away. Wash all my sins away. And there may I, though vile as he, wash all sins away.
Good evening, everybody. We thank you for having us. My name is Jonathan. This is Ben, Alex, and Joey, and all together we are Created for Christ. That is the group name that we chose for ourselves this year as we go on tour, and we get that from a couple different passages in the Bible. First is 2 Corinthians 5:17, which says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, all things have been made new. And the second one is Matthew 5:16, which says, therefore let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And so that is our goal as a music group as we go around, is to glorify our Father who has made us new creation through his Son's sacrifice on the cross. And so tonight we just hope to praise and glorify our Father through music and singing. And throughout our songs, we're going to be telling a story. They all have a theme as we go through the gospel and just share that with you, and just the importance of power of that. And so we hope you enjoy that. And this first song is called Nobody. And it's talking about how we are all nobodies, and we are lost. But because Christ has made us somebody, we should be going out telling everybody about this faith and this joy that we have through Christ. And so that's what this song is talking about. And so we hope you enjoy this song and the rest of the night.
Chose me has always been a mystery. All my life I've been told I belong at the end of the line with all the other not quites, with all the never get it right. But it turns out they're the ones you've been looking for all this time, 'cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you came on a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. Living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outside and nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is, everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? I say, I'm just nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
So let me go down, 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 down in history as another blood-bought, faithful member of the family. And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. So let me go down, 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 down in history.
Go down in history
as another blood-bought, faithful member of the family.
So they ever want to be.
If they all forget my name,
well, that's fine with me. Live for the world to see, nobody but
Jesus.
Cause I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. Living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. Living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
All right, as Jonathan mentioned earlier, we are created for Christ. And I'm going to take a little bit of your time to tell you a little bit about my testimony. My name is Joseph Fellows. I'm from West Gardner, Maine. And I have been a Christian ever, like, I accepted God, accepted Jesus as my Savior when I was 5 or 6. I was born into a Christian family with both my parents being raised in Christian families as well, with Christian parents. I had a lot going for me in that way, for the side of, like, family faith. And, you know, that can be kind of a dangerous thing in a way, because a lot of things that happened to me growing up were, my parents were very... very strong Christians, and you know, we were in church every day. The church doors were open. My dad was an elder at our church, and we would be in there all the time. And anything I ever needed, like, we never had any needs because God provided for everything we needed. My dad worked a good 9-to-5 job as well, and my mom homeschooled me and my 6 siblings, and so we grew up just fine. And so, like, I never really had to struggle or get stretched so much as a kid, and my faith was kind of just that. I was saved, I knew that, but it was my family's faith or my family heritage that kind of would be my focal point, or I'd just be like, yeah, that's who I am because I'm in this family. But that can't be true, and that can't be what it is that defines me as a person. I need to accept Christ, or I need to be pursuing God as my Savior personally, because God wants a personal relationship with all of us. And that was something that I really lacked in throughout my high school years. And it really took me to going, took me all the way to going into Bible school to really understand that and to have that drive for seeking after God and to really grow in likeness with our Savior. And I would try and do so much in my own power, and then maybe give some of my problems over to God and be like, okay, you can handle the really big stuff that I know I can't do. But God wants everything. This next song that we have for you is called Savior Please, and it talks a lot about that, like trying to be so tough and think I can do this life by myself. Like, I really don't need that much of a hand because, you know, my family, like, everything's been fine so far. But I need God in everything, and God needs to begin right where I end. And I want to give God my entire life, and that's what all of us are here to be showing you this evening.
Savior, please take my hand. I work so hard, I live so fast. This life begins and then it ends. And I do the best that I can. I don't know how long I'll last. I try to be so tough, but I'm just not strong enough. I can't do this alone. God, I need you to hold on to me. I try to be good enough, but I'm nothing without your love. Savior, please keep saving. Savior, please help me stand. I'm all so hard, I made so fast. Will you begin right where I am and strong enough? I can't do this alone. God, I need you to hold on to me. I try to be good enough, but I'm nothing without your love. Savior, please keep
the next song that we have for you guys this evening is called Better Than Life, and it's taken right from Psalm 63, which says, because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. And it's just a fact that his love and his loving kindness is better than life. And sometimes we don't always understand that or believe that. We don't live like his love is truly better than life. But no matter what, it is better than life. And for a few years, for a number of years, we're kind of sharing our testimonies in between songs here. I definitely didn't understand that his loving kindness is better than life. And I think it's really important that before the psalmist writes that verse, he starts the psalm by saying, "Oh God, you are my God." And right away we see that the psalmist just doesn't know about God, but he knows him personally, and he has a personal relationship with him. And then he's able to say that his loving kindness is better than life. And so it's only when we have that personal relationship, which begins with saying or confessing before God that we have nothing to bring to the table, that we're nobodies, and that there's none that has done good, and then crying out that he would save us, that Jesus' blood that was shed on the cross would cover our sin. And after we do that, then we can come to know God, and not just know about him, textbook knowledge, but know him personally as our God and our Savior and our friend. And that's something that I didn't understand for a lot of years, and I really wish that I would have understood that sooner, just that we can know him. And it's almost hard to put that in words, but just like you know your family or your friends, and it's kind of hard to explain what that really is, we can know God. And that's what the song is about, and it's taken right from Psalm 63. So I just encourage you to think on the words and think about what God's love has looked like in your life, and thank him for it this evening, and just meditate on who Jesus is to you this evening. And shout out to Levi, this is his pick.
Your power and glory, Lord.
'cause your love is better than life is. And I will praise you as long as I'm alive. And in the face of precious Jesus, oh, my soul will be satisfied. Whoa.
I'm just going to briefly share about myself and all that God's been doing. And so my name is Jonathan Swanson. I come from Sackville, New Brunswick. I've just finished my third year at MBBI. And my dad's a pastor at my church, and he's been a pastor my whole life. And so I grew up in the church. I was in the church basically every single time the doors were open. And so I learned all the Bible stories, and I knew all the Bible facts, and I could memorize verses and just fly through sword drills and beat everybody at that. And that was important because when I was five, I realized that I was a sinner in need of a Savior. And so my mom helped me, and I accepted Christ as my Savior. But knowing all that information was good because it was up in my head, but unfortunately, it didn't have any major effect on my heart. And so at the age of eight, I moved from Goderich, Ontario to Sackville, New Brunswick, and I got introduced into the sports of basketball. And I was really good, and so I spent hour upon hour upon hour just developing skills, and it became an idol in my life. I found happiness, identity, and popularity through that, and it drew me away from church and my relationship with God, because that's where I identified with. And I'd go to church on Sundays because that's what is expected of me as a pastor's kid, but it didn't portray in my life outside of church. But in grade 11, I went to an MBBI team retreat with my youth group. A speaker that weekend was a guy named Bay Forrest, who is actually a former NBA basketball player who had given up his career in the NBA to actually serve God and evangelize and proclaim the gospel. And so that really had an impact on my life because he was willing to give all that up to serve God. And through God's working and his testimony, it just hit me and I was living wrong. And I need to fix what I was doing. And so I rededicated my life to God that weekend. And so when you rededicate your life to God, or when you repent from sin, you have to make a 180-degree turn. Where you're going in one direction, you have to completely go in the opposite direction, giving up that sinful life that you were living. And so that was something I had to come to a realization in, is that I had to find my satisfaction and my identity and happiness in God rather than basketball or other sports. And it's still something that I'm still working on today. And God's just been challenging me all throughout this past year. But that's something I also know a lot of believers can struggle with as well, not necessarily with basketball, but with anything in this world. We find things in this world that we prioritize, that we find our identity in, that we find our happiness in, rather than trying to find our happiness in God and different ways we can serve him. And so this next song we're singing is talking about heaven. And just speculation, because we can only speculate based on what the Bible tells us about heaven. But we think about that, and one day we're going to be either in heaven or hell. If you're a believer, you're going to be in heaven. You accepted Christ as your Savior. And if you've not, then you're going to hell. But if you're going to heaven, then Christ is going to be asking you when you get to heaven, what did you do for me when you were here on earth? And so that's something we're going to have to answer when we get there. And so I can hopefully ask, like I can say for you folks that when you get to heaven, I hope you can hear Christ say, welcome to heaven. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Welcome to the place where you belong. Because we want to live our lives here on earth, storing up treasures in heaven rather than storing treasures here down on earth. And so that's just something to think about as we sing this next song for you.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Welcome to the place where you belong.
child. You have run the race and now you're home. Welcome to the place where you belong. What will it be like when I hear that sound? All of heaven's angels crying now, singing holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Singing holy, holy, holy. Well done, my good and faithful one. Welcome to the place where you belong. Well done, my beloved child. You have run the race and now you're home. Welcome to the place where you belong. Well done.
Good evening, everybody. As John said earlier, my name is Ben. I just graduated from the first year down at MBBI, and so I'm just a young gun here. So I'm very thankful to have had this opportunity over the past little while to be able to travel with these guys and Mr. Grant. It's been a lot of fun. One of my nicknames throughout the year has been Burn Victim, and so they utilize that to the fullest, so any chance that they get. So, but I grew up in a really strong Christian family. I'm actually the fourth generation of my family that has attended MBBI, and so that's really been a good thing and a bad thing. You know, at the beginning of the year, they were looking at me and like, oh, you're so-and-so's son. That's so wonderful. And sometimes they're like, I cannot believe you're so-and-so's son. That's just, but it's been good just growing up under two very godly parents who have had good Christian backgrounds as well. But a lot of times, kind of like Joey said, I didn't make that my personal faith. I kind of just floated. I was involved in my church, but I wasn't doing it for the right reasons. I was doing it just, you know, kind of for the sake of involvement, for the sake of, you know, making a name for myself in the church. And it wasn't until junior year of high school that I really kind of started to hit me. I started taking wrong turns in my life. I just started going down the wrong paths. And a lot of hard circumstances kind of knocked some sense into me, just kind of realizing, what am I living my life for? Like, I had a friend commit suicide around that time, and I looked at that, and even though he lived 1,000 miles away or so, it still shook my world. And I kind of realized from that point, like, what am I living my life for? Because if I'm not standing on something, then I don't have anything. And so I decided that I really needed to follow after Christ. And so that's what I did. I started getting involved in my church for the right reasons. I really started, you know, reading my Bible, getting into it for the first time in my life. And that had a huge effect on my walk with God and just really getting to know who he was personally, not just, you know, floating on my family faith, as Joey said. And I had accepted Christ at an early age when I was 12. But I'd never really made it mine, and that's when I made it my own. And out of that came kind of a passion for missions. And so I really appreciate your missions board back there. I like looking at the different missions boards in the churches that we go to. And it's just looking back through history and seeing all the tears and the blood that has been put into the spread of the gospel, I think what better thing is there to live for? I can't think of anything, and that's just, it amazes me to see people who put their lives on the line, and I see that, and I'm like, wow, I want to die for the Christ that died for me, and that's what I want to give my life for. And so that's what a little bit of this next song talks about. So it's called Tears of the Saints.
We're crying for them, come back home.
crippled men. Father, we will lead them home. Father, we will lead them home. All your children will stretch out their hands and pick up the crippled man. Father, we will lead them home.